47 seconds.
You know when you go right on time?
Sure.
Right.
Do it now.
Five.
Four, three, two, one.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters.
Woohoo.
Lovers and sinners. Artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, doms and subbies, ethical hedonists and rubbery sheedonists, porn stars, woo, rock stars, woo. Tranny stars and monkey bars. Woo. Woohoo. Franco on Americans. And I don't carekins. All you children of sex. And we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, Rama, Dhamma, baby, the goddess. But until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. With a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
Amen.
Can I hear another A women?
Yeah.
A women.
I want to welcome you to the womb room of Dr. Susie Speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. I'm the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant, your mistress of the airwaves, and your friend. Always your friend. And tonight, I am most pleased to have some old friends and new blood. Virgins to the speakeasy here tonight. Woohoo! It's a shiny, rubbery, star-filled night tonight. And it happens to be, brothers and sisters, my daddy's birthday, R.I.P.
I mean, well, he's Jewish, so I shouldn't do that. Oh, well, maybe I should just make the sign of the X. Yeah. Yes. Baruch Atah Adonai. Lonsman in the speakeasy. Woohoo. Amen and A-women. Ah, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, it's always the beginning and the end of a journey every Saturday night here at the Speakeasy. And tonight is the beginning of a journey that Captain Max is going to be taking into the stormy waters of should I say it?
Sure.
His bladder. Yes. Okay, we're going to have major BDSM adventure in the hospital. All right.
Cut him up, baby. Cut him up.
Cut him up. Yep, so this is our last show for a few weeks. So it's a very exciting, special show. And Captain Max is steering the ship, as always. How you feeling, Captain?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, how's the water?
Doing great. Got off the yacht. Actually, we went on the yacht.
Yeah, we did. We did. Yep. We went on
Monday
the yacht.
Tuesday was great.
Out in stormy Marina del Rey.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
there's,
really the opposite
there's
of
tough
storm.
Weather.
There's nothing happening out there. Even on Valentine's Day, it's empty.
That's good.
Well, go figure. It's Marina del Rey's. Maybe they're all doing something illicit and illegal that they're trying to keep quiet. Pirate. No. Well, actually, we're going to do a pirate radio show out there.
That's right.
We are.
Yep. Out on the yacht. It's beautiful. 53
out on the
foot.
Yacht. The yacht Grace. Beautiful yacht. And we're going to do it near Killer Shrimp, perhaps, right?
Yeah, at their private dock.
But in the meantime, we have surgery to undertake. And a show to do about another type of torture. Hopefully a more pleasant type of torture, in a manner of speaking. Oh, there's so many parallels between the doctors and the doms in our lives. Yes, the doctors and the doms. But the Dom I'm about to introduce to you is a very special woman whom I love and adore and worship. Ah! And that hurt. Okay, especially in this tiny little latex skirt. But she deserves it. Put your hands together, brothers and sisters, for Miss Snake Oil herself, Goddess Soma. Soma Snake Oil.
I want to hear about this bladder thing. That's,
yeah,
that's
huh?
hot
Isn't
to
that
me.
Exciting?
Medical play. Yeah,
yeah. Medical porn. Huh? Yeah, yeah. It is. It is. And you have to do a lot of PC muscle exercises in preparation, and have lots of sex in preparation.
I'm just gonna have getting a new latrine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's gonna be a lot of, you know, right. Golden shower play. So, you look like you're ready for that. I mean, this type of clothing, the rubber, is really almost appropriate.
Ready for blood splatters?
Yes, yeah. Splatters of all types. Mm-hmm. Really, really. Is that why you like it so much, or is it the heat?
Yeah, it's all of those things. It's the splatters that happen under the rubber, the sweat, the smell, the whole thing. The way it constricts.
Mm-hmm. I'm just getting into the smell territory. Very nice. Pheromones. Well, Goddess, so good to have you back. It's been
Thank
a while.
Thank you. Yeah,
and
for
your
us.
New movie is Rubber Bordello.
Rubber Bordello.
And it
right.
happens to be scored by your BF,
uh-huh.
who is
that
not
Mike?
Exactly a virgin to the speakeasy. He
or
was here in the
anything.
Shadows. Well, I don't know about that. We will find out. There's always something, and we tend to find out. But it's your first time on the show, officially?
Sure, yeah.
Fat Mike of NoFX.
Hey.
Welcome. So I'm a big fan of your music, have been for
I
a long time.
I find that
time.
Hard to believe, but thank you.
Yeah. Why? Well,
she's got a punk collar going on.
Yeah, you got a punk collar, but...
I do. Punk and peace and...
You're not 14, so...
Well, but you know, I was really against the Bush administration. You really
me
helped
too.
Me through it.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope no one here is 14. Actually, I just heard that. Wait a second. Right. But you know, that's kind of a compliment to say I'm not 14. But yes.
If you weren't against the Bush administration, I probably wouldn't be on your show.
Exactly. Right. Right. Let's hear it. Let's hear it for kicking out the Republicans. My husband has done that all during the Bush administration. He'd say, are you a Republican? Get out.
You have to leave the studio.
I'd say, maybe we should try to convert them. Maybe we should try to talk.
No, no.
He'd say, just leave.
I lost a lot of friends. I lost a lot of friends during that time.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you got to draw a line somewhere.
Right.
Well, you inspired a lot of people, you know, because it was a tough time. Because there were so many, you know, the stupid people, right? The stupids.
Yeah, 51 million of them.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, I had a party that night on the 2004 election when we lost. When Kerry lost, it was a bum out. And I had a shot glass of Valium and a shot glass of ecstasy.
That was a tough one.
Most people took the ecstasy, but it was a bum out. It was a bum out night.
It was deep. It was tough. I mean, that we all just put him back into office. We had that chance. But, you know.
They're coming after us again, though, too, with that whole obscenity. Did you read about that? With the Republicans that are trying to make
obscenity
laws.
Didn't they just put Max Hardcore back into prison or something?
No,
oh,
no.
He's out.
Oh, he's out, right.
Yeah, he's out.
You told me they put
every
him
Republican,
back.
Every Republican candidate says they're going to stop the distribution of pornography if they get elected.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Make it illegal to distribute
porn.
News
today. Yeah. News today.
Well, okay. I must say one thing, though. I started in 1971 and been through several administrations, and none of them have succeeded. So God bless them.
No,
we're
they
winning.
Don't. But
as
they
Charlie
do.
Sheen Nixon. Says, we're winning.
They do put people in prison, though. They still do that.
Yeah.
They just had
they put
Max
me in prison.
Sure. In prison. They had Max.
He was in prison for a while, too.
Yeah, they get you in there. They tend to want to give you maximum sentences because the judges decide that.
I was in there for 26 months. It don't make no difference.
That's a long time.
When you come to fuck out, you're just pissed off as hell.
Yeah.
And you go after them.
Yeah.
Mm.
And now I'm almost 70. I'm doing the same thing.
But good and bad.
You know.
Good for you.
Oh,
good on you.
Okay. So how did you two meet?
I had a party, an SM party, and I hired her dungeon.
Oh, it's a good thing you paid for that first meeting, huh?
Well,
that'll get
it was
you
a dungeon hire.
Right, a dungeon
hire. I had some
hire.
Punk bands there. It was a punk rock SM party. It was good.
So was it love at first sight? Lust at first sight?
It kind of was.
Mm.
It was love at first. Love at first beating, I think.
At first beating, you thought he was very
maybe
beatable.
Not at first sight, but yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we had lots of beatings for 5 or 6 months before we ever fooled around. Oh, well, no.
Uh-huh.
Before we had sex.
Yeah.
That's foreplay, right?
Mm. It is foreplay.
It's exactly right, yeah. It's foreplay. Mm. 6 months of bondage and discipline foreplay.
And when was this? When did it start?
About three years ago.
3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Okay, so right around the time when you came here.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
Oh, you were courting.
Oh, I was nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was scared.
Oh, you seemed nervous. Right.
He was kind of hiding in the corner.
I had to press my goddess.
You were, yeah. And you were standing there while she was, like, doing her goddess thing.
I'm still nervous.
On an aerostate. It was aerostate 2010. That's what it was. Yeah, there are dicks everywhere.
Yeah, it makes me nervous.
And no one's even got their pants down yet.
No.
Yeah.
He's scared of cocks, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm just not comfortable around them.
Yeah, they're scary, right? How about snakes?
I'm pretty fucking kinky, but... I don't know, cocks are weird.
Are you scared of snakes?
No.
Okay.
Mosquitoes, bees, spiders. Mm.
Well, you make an adorable couple, and you made a wonderful film together. Is this your first baby? Is this your first...
I think it's like our first big thing that we did together, yeah.
Mm. We're pretty happy with it.
Rubber Bordello.
Rubber Bordello, yeah.
And it's a beautiful film that is very, very classy. And very, very nasty.
Filthy, too.
Yeah, very nasty.
It's
progressively
filthier, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. It does. But, you know, it's all sepia tone with that ragtime soundtrack by Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful, just beautiful. But it's got, like, fucking in the ass and, you know, caning and, you know, forced everything. It's
Forced everything.
Yeah. Forced everything, that's right.
Why do anything if it's not forced, really?
Is that your philosophy?
Yeah.
forced.
Yeah.
It sounds like a song. Right. I mean, we're all getting forced anyway, if not by the Bush administration, then by whatever, you know, administration or corporation. So why not by a dom that you actually
eroticize it, yeah.
To? Yeah, right. So there's a little smoke going on over here in the middle. And you're in this little schoolgirl bow tie or long tie here, Sin Sage, looking guilty and like you need to be punished. Smoking in class.
Yes.
Hi, Sin Sage.
Hi.
Welcome back to the Speakeasy.
Thank you, as always. Pleasure is all mine.
So, how you doing?
So fucking wonderfully.
Good.
You're smoking pot right on the air. Of course you're wonderful.
No, this is a club.
Okay, we're working our way up.
She shared with me, so, yes.
Yeah, who's got the pot?
We'll get there.
Well, if you're going to be in the seat of honor, you have to take off your jacket.
Okay.
Thank you for being cooperative.
This is the boyfriend. I'll take off more than my jacket.
You look so cute in your little tuxedo top.
Thank you.
You do.
Do I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tits are, you know, still there.
They're a little bit bigger.
Yeah, bigger,
I have this fake bra on right now.
Oh, the fake bra makes them look bigger.
There you go. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
I thought maybe you got...
Oh, hell, fuck it. Mm-mm. Shh. No, not me.
No, mm-hmm. None of that?
No.
Not for you?
No.
Okay.
You don't mess with perfection.
Oh, no. Of course not. No. But, you know, I mean, if you want to mess with things, you know, hey, that's okay.
It sure is.
And my next guest is an example of messing with things to the point of perhaps achieving a certain type of perfection.
Yes. I've played with it.
Yes. And let's welcome Tiffany Starr.
Hello. I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
Hello.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hello.
Welcome. Welcome to California. You're here from the East Coast?
Yes, I am. From Boston.
From Boston. Wow. And did you park the car out in the parking
lot? Oh, my God. You know how much I hear that?
Is that your real voice?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's so exotic.
Park the car in the Harvard Yard.
Yeah, okay. And so...
I go to the party.
Yeah. Now that we got that out of the way.
Yeah, we're out of the way, and we're on our way to stardom. I mean, you've gotten a whole bunch of Tranny Award nominations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
Wow, good for you.
Actually, 7 to be exact.
7?
Yes.
How long have you been a tranny porn star?
Actually, only like 8 months.
I shouldn't say a tranny porn star, should I?
Just porn star.
Porn. Sounds like you should go to the porn shop.
Oh, my God.
Good. Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah. Okay. In fact, yeah, we should be able to get you in a porn shop. Look at you, how cute you're all dressed up. What is that outfit there?
It's just something hot. I actually wore it for a shoot the other day, so...
Oh, really okay. Nice. Just something hot. Yeah, a little sailor suit, I guess.
Schoolgirl.
Schoolgirl.
So now you've been a porn star for how long?
8 months.
8 months, yeah. That's all. And already you're winning awards, or at least nominated. And
wow.
How long have you been transitioned?
Oh, God, like 8 years.
8 years. So when did you start? How old were you?
Oh, God, I was like... Early 17, late 18.
17,
yeah.
Uh-huh. And what was your process like?
It was actually really easy for me. Like,
yeah.
I already passed pretty well, and I'm really determined. So I did about everything I needed to do within a year. And after I did the process of name changes and getting my estrogen and stuff like that, a year was already up, and I was on my way.
Wow, it's amazing how simple it is, which is good, I think.
Yes.
Yes.
It's very good.
Sin says good, even though you don't want to change anything in yourself.
Of myself.
Not yourself.
But people should be able to
mix up their hormones and
yeah.
Salines and, you know, body
all
parts, whichever, which
mm-hmm.
way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you got any mixed up parts,
mm-hmm.
goddess?
Oh.
I got mixed up parts. I like giving mixed up parts too. I do.
You like giving them.
Yeah, yeah.
You like doing the surgery. See, I knew you were a doctor
silicone.
At heart.
Yeah, totally a doctor at heart.
Yeah.
I like doing saline infusions.
Saline
and
infusions.
And
I've heard
testicles.
That you took one.
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah.
Once.
I used to do many times. Yeah, I used to do my own tits quite
and
a bit.
They blow up.
Yeah.
And these are
they blow up.
Temporary.
They're temporary tits. Yeah.
Temporary tits.
You get tits for about 24 hours. I can
what
do
you
your
do
tits.
With them?
If you wanted.
Well, not this 24
no.
hour. He's going to get the surgery first, okay? Did you ever do his tits? I mean, would you, can you do it to a penis?
No. You could do it, you could do it, you can do it to testicles and blow up the testicles really big and they
wow.
look like weird Easter eggs. You can add some food coloring.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like that stuff?
No.
He's not into
not
that.
Particularly.
No. It's not his thing.
Well, we have to ask because we're all thinking
sure.
that, you know, you probably do like that stuff. What do you like?
Oh, I like, boy, you're getting me. I like.
He likes being tied up and beat.
Yeah.
Tied up and beat.
That's
pretty simple stuff.
Yeah. Well, like being in service to her.
In service.
He likes
aww.
Women in really shiny clothes and high heels.
That's so
I like
sweet.
A lot of weird stuff. There's a big list. I'll
yeah.
give you the list later.
When did you realize that you liked this stuff?
I was just talking about this. You have a Variations magazine over there. And
uh-huh.
when I was 12, first time I jerked off was
really?
was to kink. I didn't understand the titty magazine.
It was to a husband.
No,
it was to a husband
so
in service to
yeah.
his wife, right?
Oh.
So, yeah, it's my sexuality since I was a teenager for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time.
And then, of course, you majored in human sexuality at San Francisco State.
Yeah, I was a
one
major.
Of my alma maters, too.
I minored. It was
yeah.
my minor.
Minor.
Oh, you went there, too?
Yeah.
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 Oh, you went to State?
I did,
it's
for my master's.
Easy school.
Yeah,
to study sexuality as
no,
well?
No,
no,
no.
So you didn't
no,
have the
no,
same
no,
teachers?
No, no. Psychology. No, no.
Psychology.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I get to hold the snake at some point?
Would you like to?
Yeah.
This is Eve from the Garden of Eden.
Ugh, I want to hold the snake.
Yeah, yes, I remember
I thought
her.
She was appropriate for the snake oil, except she doesn't... See, she's got me in bondage now.
Where?
We went to the same school, and
oh.
you know, I'm from Newton.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm from Boston.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well,
that's
yeah.
awesome.
Boston.
Give me that snake.
Snake doesn't want to come.
No,
snake.
Not exactly.
Come on, I'm a friendly
whoa.
Jewish man. Here come here. All right.
And Jamie.
All right, now I'm stoked now.
It's Jamie's mic. Oops, where's
yes.
my... Where's my... okay, my guy is not there, but it's okay. Oh, Jamie French.
Yes.
Yep, yeah. Now, of course, you tie in with the Franco and American theme, right?
Absolutely.
Yep, there you go. Okay, are you French?
Not at all, and I haven't heard that a million times.
Right?
Ever, yeah. No, and my favorite fruit
right.
is French fries and
yeah.
my favorite salad.
Were you
dressing
upset when they were going to call when they wanted to stop calling them French fries?
No, I missed
no.
that, but I slept right through that.
Yeah, probably better off. It was weird. It was a weird time. It was.
It was. It
yeah,
was a million years
so
ago.
So, are you here for the Tranny Awards?
Yes, yes, I am.
Are you
nominated? No, this is the first year I haven't been nominated,
ah.
which is great because the pressure's off. I go to the awards and I just uh-huh. drink and hang out, and it's amazing.
You're drinking and hanging out.
Absolutely.
Well, that sounds
like
good.
Familiar.
Yeah.
Kind of
right.
sounds like here.
Right. Very good. Very good. And I understand you too have been hanging out.
Yeah,
yeah,
we actually we came here as an item.
Yep.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Well, very, very nice. Well, you know, since you're an item and since you're talking about drinking, I was wondering if you'd like to sample the drink of choice
what do
here
you got?
At well yes.
I know
agua,
that.
That's good. Cocoa leaf liqueur. Oh, and of course the alcoholics among us like this too, and it matches your hair and your
okay.
Sort of
cocoa liqueur?
Cocoa, yes, actually.
Is it made
cocoa
from cocaine?
The flag. The flag. Cocoa the clown would
it's Cokie the clown.
Cokie the clown. Cokie
yeah.
the clown. Right, it was close enough. Cokie likes Coke.
Agua.
But this is not what you think it is.
Oh.
It is
well, I heard we could
salt.
Do that on the show.
It's
you
not
can
what
do
you
that.
Hope it is.
Okay.
Right.
Where is my trusty I assistant? I think I need
salt.
Help with the agua. Where is Teja?
Teja.
Teja.
Teja?
This snake is so rad.
You're
okay.
Total
yes,
snake
she is.
Bondage.
But don't let her go.
She's
don't
an
let
adventurer.
Her head go around the
okay.
corner there. Keep her. Yep.
So watch out, because when she gets really excited and
Teja,
people are fucking, she'll
agua
poop.
Time. Okay. So
I do you have sex with this snake? Is that what happens?
No, he hangs around a lot.
I might have sex while the snake is kind of.
You know, it's more socially acceptable to have snake with snake sex than dog sex.
That's right. You can have
It's like snake sex,
with a snake.
Is sexy. Well, dog sex is
no. If you were holding a chicken, it'd be absolutely unacceptable.
Right.
I don't
this
know.
Is
people
cool.
have sex with their dogs in the room, and the dog kind of rubbing around.
No, they get licked by their dog. That's what they do.
What, have you had sex with a dog?
I have not had sex with a dog.
But you'd like to.
Done quite. No, I wouldn't like to. But you know, I've done some reading about.
Well, you know, when I was 14 years old, I have to admit, I was at my girlfriend Ruthie's house.
Oh.
And
did you say Ruthie's?
Ruthie. Not Ruthie's. But no, Ruthie. Yeah. And she had this little dog, and she said, "Hey, Susie, watch, you know, the dog go down on me," and he did.
Wow.
Did she just?
She didn't put peanut butter. She didn't put peanut butter.
There was no manipulation.
She did a little manipulation.
A little gravy.
Some food.
A little something that I didn't maybe know about.
Dog rape.
We've had that argument. I think it's okay.
See, he thinks it's okay. I think it's not okay.
I don't feel like it's rape. The dog doesn't know what's going on.
The dog's getting the peanut butter.
The dog's not consenting, though.
This is an important.
The dog is consenting.
The dog is not consenting. The dog wants the peanut butter. The dog doesn't want the clit.
There's no wrong happening to the dog. The dog is doing fine.
I don't think the dog ends feeling violated.
I don't think so.
All right. This is an important ethical question.
Yes.
And I don't know if we're going to be able to solve it.
No.
No, because, you know,
the goddess is right. Goddess is always right.
You have to bow to that.
You're condescending.
You have to go with that, because the consensuality of that is very difficult to determine. Because, you know, if you put the peanut butter in a bowl versus what if you put it in your hand?
Right?
What about
the person
that
holds it in their hand? Is that worse than holding it here?
The different body parts don't mean anything different.
I
think there's different body parts mean different things.
I might agree with him, but because I also worship you, I will agree with you.
I'm being condescending all around.
And my knee hurts now, so appreciate it. Okay, so now we have the agua going around in our penis shooters that were given to us by adultplayparlor.com. Don't drink yet.
Awesome, thank you so much for embarrassing me on
the
internet.
And maybe we should take the snake while the drinking begins.
She's getting ready to choke you.
Because I know.
Let's do this.
Yeah, there you go.
There's no way you're going to drink it out of
Penis. Maybe we should take the snake and put the snake away.
Look how she looks out for me.
I care about you.
That's love.
Who wants to put the snake away?
That's a career ender right there.
I'll totally put the snake away.
Can you put the snake away? Yeah. Okay. Make sure to seal the cage.
Don't drink it yet.
She'll come out later. Okay, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, we are now going to have our agua shots. So what kind of scenes are you up for in your tranny awards?
Numerous ones. There's a couple hardcores I am with other trans women, one with a guy. It's just a variety of different scenes that I'm up for. And DVDs and my website. There's so many nominations. I have to at least win one of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is it like for blowjobs or anal or
they usually don't get
love scene or
basically they like narrow it down to like best hardcore, best solo.
Yeah, they're a lot more general about it.
Yeah, so stuff like that. I mean, sometimes they're varied, but with the awards this year, they simplified it a little bit.
Okay.
I have a question.
So now we have.
I want to ask her a question.
Oh.
Feel free to ask
me a
question.
Your question for 1 second.
Okay.
Because we're going to start the agua shots.
Oh, yes.
But somebody has to come up here for the agua shots so that we can bring up our
more
other
people.
Guests. Yes, we have other guests. We have multiple guests here.
So that should be me.
And yeah, that probably should be you. But you will get a microphone and you can act like you're a big star. You are a big star.
Like it.
Sin Sage. And you can have this mic here. Right here. Come on up here, girly.
I just like being close to you.
Oh, I love you being close to me. With that cute tuxedo dress. Here we go. And now, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, I present to you Ms. Kelly Stacks.
Hey-o!
right. Kelly Stacks, welcome to the Womb Room.
Thank you.
You're a virgin.
I am. Be gentle, aww, please.
Wow, you look like such an experienced girl in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And you have your monkey bars.
I do.
And I am so excited to see them because I've enjoyed playing with monkey bars for the last few weeks. But now you know you're like Miss Monkey Bars, aren't you?
Yes.
Really. And you got to, you know, the monkey bars is to hold, you know, it's like love handles, extra love handles.
That's exactly what they're.
Right. So you really have a lot to love, and
Thank you.
You know, it's all so hot, right? And you want to sort of model those
sure.
monkey bars a little bit? Let's see how they look here. Yeah, this is, oh, and they've got your name on them, Kelly Stacks. You brought me a pair. Aww.
Can you personalize?
Look at that. Look at that.
These are kind of amazing. They're pretty amazing. It's a good idea.
You tried it?
No, but it's a good idea.
You just like the idea.
It's
something
idea.
To hold on to. Mm-hmm. Who can argue with something to hold on to?
There's no talking, just pulling.
Well, now I would want you to put them on me, but you look so good just sitting there.
Oh, I can definitely put them on you if you
want. Well, yeah, maybe you should. Maybe you should.
Well, why don't we get Sloth to do it?
Yeah.
The gangster of porn.
Oh, okay. He's scarier looking than you.
He'll be gentle at first.
He's like, I want to feel
protect me.
Have you thought of a bicycle bell on one of those? Bling, bling, yeah. You know, so you need a booker, booker.
Okay, here we go. Now, you appreciate my rubber thing here. It's not really rubber, though. What is it? It's
PVC.
Vinyl.
PVC,
right?
But it's hard to get real rubber.
It tears, and it's a pain in the ass.
So
yeah, this is the worst, latex.
It's the worst
super
fetish
expensive
to have.
And super
yeah.
delicate.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
super,
totally.
Oh, my God.
It is.
It's all worth
right.
it.
So here we go.
Sweaty.
It's got my name on it. I'm so excited. And I just so happen to be wearing pink, I swear to God.
Total coincidence.
Well, you know. Big arms to hold me. Okay, talk amongst yourselves. I'm getting my picture taken.
Yeah, you're actually listening to radio, and we are
yes.
Hooking up.
Okay,
some,
I'm getting hooked in here.
Hooked in.
This is a form of bondage in the rubber bordello at the speakeasy. By the way, you should all go out and get Rubber Bordello. I think you can download the music on iTunes, and you can get the DVD where? Where do you?
On the website.
On the website.
Rubberbordello.com.
Stockroom
is going to carry it soon. Mm. They're going to be the first people to carry it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming out on vinyl,
oh,
too,
see.
On 12-inch. So
on vinyl.
If you like record albums.
I see. Okay.
Wait, I want to try. Yeah.
Okay, if you're going to try, can you take your outfit off?
good point.
Thank you.
I like that. Lady knows how to direct herself.
She only wants me on because I take my clothes off.
No,
exactly. That's,
oh
a good,
boy.
That's a good reason.
Doesn't
that's
she sound like
reason.
A bad girl that
why
needs
is that
to be
so
spanked?
Wrong? Yeah.
That's a very good
that
reason.
That was said in a whiny
sound like
way.
A bad
totally.
Oh, guys. She just wants to fucking.
You're very sexy.
Look at this. Excuse me, brothers and sisters. This
nice.
Is
y'all
the
like
ass
this right here?
Of
y'all Sin
Sage. All right. Amen and amen. Oh, yes.
There
and
we
those
go.
Beautiful natural titties. Now she's going to give it to me. Okay.
Give it to
here
her.
Here we go.
For us, grab the monkey bar, grab the handles.
And pray.
There you go. Bend her over.
Okay.
And thrust.
Here
grab
we go.
Her ankles.
There you go.
Okay.
Slightly. There you go. There
yeah.
you go.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Oh,
go.
Count
go.
Me, baby. Mm.
Good job. Good job.
I'm
yeah. give it to her.
Right.
Monkey
now
bars,
go.
Baby.
Woo-hoo.
Monkey bars in the building. Oh, yeah, she's throwing it back at you. Oh, yeah, she likes it. That's what's up. She's ready. She's ready.
Sin, baby.
Good job, right. ladies. Y'all give it up for them. Good job, good job.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you,
sure that was your first time doing that?
No, it wasn't my first time. I didn't say it was.
I didn't
misrepresent myself, Mr. Swab.
That was my first time using a handle.
Actually, AJ has brought us monkey bars before. But these are the first ones with my name on them.
Your skirt's falling off.
I know. I don't really have... This is like half a skirt, but half a skirt is better than none.
Your skirt. I don't know about that. I think none is best.
You think none is best? Unless you're in the convent. Woo, look at you.
I mean, here, yeah.
You look so hot. All right, so you're going to show us how it's done. Well, though Goddess Soma knows how it's done. The fabulous agua shots. First, do we take... We find a body part on our friend, someone, hopefully other than ourselves, although some people have done it to themselves
which
here.
Which body part can I use?
Whatever body part you like. Tushy is prepared.
Yeah, do it on there.
Okay.
You can't do it on
so,
there.
And then you lick that body part to wet it. Yes,
like
make sure it's smooth and free of hair or bugs or lint or whatever. Or other people's saliva, and then you place the salt in a pattern that is pleasing to you, and then you lick the salt. Lick salt. Okay. Oh, what? You haven't placed the salt. Place the salt on the buttocks. Right there. We go, and then we lick it up. Okay. Pass it around. We all can. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Look at around.
And now, did you lick? You're keeping me waiting. You're keeping me. I don't want to spill the salt. It's bad luck. Yeah, okay. And, ooh. Nice.
Whoop. Good marketing with that.
Nice licky licky. Mm. Now take it. Right, now drink it.
Like
yes.
This.
Okay, so now, oh, aren't they so chaste? Look at that. Licking on the lip. She's still licking my ass. That's very.
I need somebody to lick.
You need somebody to lick. Well, you know, we'll lick you. Come on up here, or you could lick. I'm sure you could have lots of volunteers.
Sounds like a song.
Yeah, come on up.
Okay, I want your tush too.
Yep, she has it. Yeah, this is a lot of tush excitement here. I don't know about
Should
going over
up?
This way. Yeah, just come on up around this way.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I think that's best. And somebody else can take the seat if you like. Who? Actually, Justin, why don't you say hi? Okay. And here she is, Kelly Stacks. Take a microphone. Okay, so you ladies figure out the licking. Did you guys finish your licking?
Yeah.
Did you have your shot?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's great.
Wait,
it's lovely.
This is for fun.
Would you teach him some manners, please? Smack him.
This is the best. It burned a lot, okay? It burned.
Yeah, you know.
Thank you, ma'am, for the shot.
Thank you, ma'am, for the shot.
Well, really, yes. Manners.
Fucker.
Right. Have you ever been whacked publicly or only privately?
A lot publicly. Yeah,
a lot
sure.
publicly. Oh, could we
but not by Dr. Susie.
Oh.
You can whack if I...
There's not been any whacking by Dr. Susie.
No, there
before.
Has not. Nothing.
There
nothing
could be whacking by Dr. Susie.
Mm, there could be, actually. Mm-hmm. And actually, I understand
I even
it.
Brought whacking tools.
You brought whacking tools.
Whacking
and
tools.
I have Jux Leather whacking tools, too.
Whacking tools.
By the camera guy right back there, Jux Lee. But we have plenty of whacking tools. All right, have another one, even if it burns. Okay, so now, how was yours?
Okay. It was good. I liked it.
You did good, yeah. Girl.
Yeah. She actually licked it off my breast, so.
It's like you do.
Your breast.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Can I see your breast?
Okay.
Wait. Just one of them, or do you want to see both of them?
No, both would be good.
You're going to lick it, and then you put the salt on it.
Look at that. Beautiful.
Wow.
And then you lick it, and then you take the shot.
Very nice.
Thanks.
What size are they?
Oh, they're a D.
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 Are they
you have to get it.
Surgical, or yes?
The surgical, but I was actually thinking about getting them a little bigger, but I might not,
because
people like them, so.
Well, I like them.
Thank you. You can touch them if you want.
I yeah. I think I'll reach over and touch some.
Oh, I'm jealous now. Mm. I want to touch them.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Mm.
I do. I like them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very squeezable. Yes, soft skin. Very nice.
Keep licking.
Thank you. Mm. Pleasure was all mine.
Okay.
And then you like.
Well, how are we doing over here?
Region, and you just keep licking.
You were just licking up the buttocks. Okay. And so, how far did we get?
I got all of it.
You got all of it. Good girl. Good girl. All right. And did you get some off of her?
Oh yeah, I got her. I got her
right
thigh.
Off my thigh.
Her
yeah.
thigh.
Yeah,
of course.
Right? Can I see your thigh? Look at that. What a thigh.
Mm.
Mm. Okay. Oh. Are we going to do like a right down, row your boat or something? In a you know, kind of a Mongolian row or something?
Oh, right, like a train. We're going to run a train.
Oh, these are yours. Very nice. But, I mean, but you've left your dress on.
That's your job to get it out.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that her dress is still on. Jesus. How did that happen, folks? Where are you all? You didn't help me out here. Okay, well, Kelly Stacks.
Keep doing
that's
it.
Beautiful.
My challenge. I don't know if there's much challenge here. I mean, it's pretty easy.
See, it just like, do like a starts to come up all on its own when you do that.
My website.
Yeah, really.
Just I see like right a three-way up. Right there.
My next scene is going to be featuring you.
That's, yes.
See, I can use this like four.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Show us all the ways that you can use this thing. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, but take your top off first.
Yeah, can we see your boobs? It's just not as effective, you know?
All right, you twisted my arm.
Mm.
Well, I'm shy.
Wait, I have to say that on purpose.
I'm shy.
She's shy.
Okay. So
okay, but here's the thing.
Ways.
I have to. Okay.
So you're going to show us all the
one
different
moment,
ways.
One moment, though. One moment. Okay.
Hold on.
I want to know what you're whispering about.
We're talking about you. We're talking about
snakes.
You.
Oh,
I love.
See, she's telling the truth.
I love the statement.
You see the golf.
I love the statement where you said something it's like, awesome. "It's not much of a challenge. It's really easy." Bang, 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 bang. A little humiliation. It's good.
Well,
it's hot.
I was talking about Tiger. He fell apart.
He was talking about her boobs.
Oh. Well, now we.
I was talking about the golf tournament, Pebble Beach.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you were talking about all those things.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Back to business.
So back to business. Here we go.
Okay. So
monkey bars.
I gotta go pee.
Oh, look at the two
so
lovers holding
and
hands. Wait a second
gross?
Here.
We're just so gross.
Have you had sex? Of what kind of sex have you had?
I have sex.
All of it.
All kinds of sex.
So many.
Yeah?
Or
actually, I have to do the other
way.
The other way.
You have to wear these.
What does that mean? So what's all kinds of sex?
All different variations of sexual acts.
Yeah, like what though? Exactly. Thing. What does that mean?
It depends what partner.
Details. Details.
Depends if I'm with a biological woman, trans woman, or a guy.
Oh, yes.
With her.
Yes and yes.
We did anal. Yes. Missionary.
Who's on top? Yes, though? Who's on top?
Oh, I'm on top. I'm the one that can drive it home.
You're on top.
I'm pretty good at being on top.
Going on.
Yeah, and how about you, Jamie?
Well, no, I bottomed. It was last night, and
tell them how
we're
going
to go back
it.
To her place, and we're going to switch it around.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
you've got a lot of responsibility then.
Can you do it right now? You
know, we're very comparably sized.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, facing no, it's great.
Comparably sized.
Yeah, it's a good size.
About
you mean
7.5.
Huh? Seven
inches.
Now, what do you call it? What do you call it? You don't call it a...
Fucking. Okay.
No, but I mean...
She...
Do you call it, do you call it a cock, or do you call it a cocklet, or...
Oh, cocklet. Oh, my God.
We're not retarded about it. They're just cocks.
Okay, they're just cocks.
It is not.
I just wanted to make sure. There's all kinds of things,
you are
right?
So funny tonight.
Well, like hot girl penis.
That's great.
This is going very well.
Yes. Okay, I like
right?
it.
Right? Right? Look at that. I'll very good.
Wow.
No, where's mine? Okay, wait. Let's do it the other way.
You should take the whole dress off. Yep.
Susie.
That's perfect. PP, what up?
Or either that or pull it up. Pull the dress up.
No. Okay.
Like this way?
Yeah, like to see her.
big, awesome ass. Look at it.
Ta-da! Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, I
you
present
don't even want to touch it.
The ass of Kelly Stacks.
Too much. Too much awesomeness. Okay, check it out.
Okay.
Monkey bars, baby.
Monkey bars, yeah. Baby. All right, so now we have some more monkey bar activity.
That's amazing.
You can see that you can get some traction in any position.
Shout out to Mike Beadle for that right there.
Yeah, look at that. Beautiful. Okay. So how do you like it, Sid? Is this your first time with monkey bars?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's my first time with monkey bars.
Yeah, and are you having fun?
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Grab them again.
Okay. Oh, grab them again. Listen to her. That's like, stick it in again. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And,
okay. Okay, you guys can't talk off of the microphones, all right, okay. But that's okay. So let's hear it for the monkey bars. And Kelly Stacks and Sin Sage.
Yee, these are fun. What else
can
we do?
All right, what else can we do?
So now,
you know what just happened?
I know that.
What happened?
I just pissed all over myself in the bathroom.
That's why you lost your seat.
I know.
Right.
This kilt thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, and love a man in a skirt.
Go,
you're gonna fuck these.
Are you wearing any underwear under that?
Of course not. You can't.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
Yes, yes.
Right? Because you're supposed to scare the enemy.
Oh.
That's
right?
Right?
Isn't that what
exactly
the Scotch, you know, the whole purpose is lift up your skirts?
Yeah, lift up your skirt and show them that.
You have to have a boner, though, right? You have to have
I'm not
an
quite
army
sure
of
what
boners
that means
to
by scare?
Scare
the enemy.
Yeah.
She likes to get me a boner.
That's
awesome.
A great DVD name.
Hey there. Well, hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Introduce yourselves, please. I mean, you're monkey bar guys,
no,
right?
So I'm a Mike.
I literally just wanted to see your tattoo.
I'm actual inventor, and this is
you're
Tef.
The inventor of the monkey bars.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
So tell us the inspiration. What did you? Did it come in a dream?
It just, I really don't know how it came. It just came.
Well,
and,
you got to think of a line.
Go with that.
Shows.
Go with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It came in a dream.
Yeah.
Purple Kush.
Something. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Or else you felt like you needed it while you were having sex. You imagined it while having sex.
Absolutely.
That, you know,
absolutely.
You were holding on to the lady's love handles, and she said, ouch.
He's a humble genius. He's a humble genius.
Yeah. And what's your part in it? Are you part of the entourage? Or
I'm president of the company.
Oh, excusez-moi.
No problem.
Okay, thank you for
Tef.
The monkey bars.
You're welcome.
Whoa.
You're welcome. You look beautiful in them.
Oh, wow. Thanks. Well, you know, they fit. Yeah. I appreciate it. I guess they're adjustable, which is good.
Right.
Very nice. So you use these in your private life?
Of course.
You do?
Of course.
Yeah.
You have to test the product first.
You do. Right. Okay.
You must.
Okay. Yeah. All right. They're definitely doing that. Oh, look at this pussy here. We've got pussy.
Pretty pink pussy.
Womb in the womb room.
Pink.
All right. This is, we're getting some action going on here. So now... How about a little? Would you like to do some action?
I'd love to do some action.
What would you like to do?
What would you like me to do?
Well, I don't know what your specialty is.
You know what?
Is.
I don't think my specialty is usually topping, but I'm not sure if you want me to do that.
Well, no.
Well,
Jamie would have to want you
look,
to do that, not me.
A lot of people.
But
want
I'd,
to do
I'd
that.
Lend you my monkey bars.
You know what?
Actually, I kind of want some monkey bars with my name on it.
Oh, with hint, well, hint. Tonight well, there's no time to put your name on it.
I know.
But you could borrow them.
I think Suave Triple X should do a body shot.
Okay.
On you.
On me.
On you.
Well,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
All three, because he needs big body shot.
Let's do
of
it.
Of course.
Let's right. do it.
Okay. Well, I. What can I say?
Well, yes.
Okay, assemble for the body shot here, folks. All right, and now let's talk about what you would like to do as the topping thing.
Well, it depends what you want me to do.
Oh, I want you to, you know.
That's kind of a
submissive
answer, though. You can't say, as a top, what would you like me to do?
I'm not really submissive. If I could choose, depending on what the show is about, I could probably top pretty well.
Well, the show is about the rubber bordello, and we're not all wearing rubber, so basically just the bordello. But not, you know, it's not like John's and Jane's. It's
polyester bordello.
Just basically the womb room, right. So you do what you want. But you know, wow. I mean, she's doing
the
pussy pop right
here. She's presenting herself pretty well.
She's definitely presenting herself.
Yeah. There's two.
But you know, there's lots of opportunities for presentations here. And look at this. Here we go. We've got okay.
Decisions. Decisions.
Suave Triple X.
Can you do this on the internet?
Okay. Okay.
I think we're getting sketchy here.
I think we have to move the butts. Yeah. Okay.
Scoochie.
That's the worst stuff.
Oh my gosh,
the monkey boys right there. Uh-oh. There we go. That's where the Triple X comes from.
I just want to say this is not cocaine.
No.
This is not cocaine. It's salt.
That's the same thing that Cokie the Clown said.
Pants are falling off.
Isn't that what Cokie the Clown said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Woo! Yeah!
I think we also have to say, despite the presence of Fat Mike of NoFX, that there is no piss in the agua.
Hey!
I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Fat Mike.
All right, I just wanted to reassure my
You're bringing all that stuff. You watch the internet, don't you? You're on the internet. You read stuff.
You're trying to psychoanalyze me?
Let's see it.
No, you did some research. I didn't know you knew about the me pissing in the
tequila.
She researches everything.
All right.
So did you want to use me or?
I want to abuse you. Yeah, you want me to use you? Yes, yeah, yes, I
want
to use you.
What do you want? Okay.
Okay, come on
okay,
up here.
Okay, one second.
Okay. Come on up here and Jux, why don't you take a seat there with your camera so you can take pictures and say hi at the same time. Okay. Jux Lee, brothers and sisters.
Hello.
Hello.
I like the belt. I like the monkey bars. You have your name on it. It's so good.
Yeah.
You know? You want to have your name on something when you're getting fucked by someone,
personal
right?
Life.
Well, yeah. No,
yeah. It's more people to know who it is.
Like, this is mine.
It's me.
To me.
It's almost like pissing on someone. It's like marking your
it's
territory,
it's a football
right?
jersey. You have to have your name on the back.
Right?
Now, do you want to have your name on the bars on the person that you're fucking, or you want to have your name on your own bars?
Or person. Don't have the name on the person that you're
person
fucking.
You're fucking.
Person you're fucking. Property.
Definitely.
Property of.
Right. This is mine.
Property of.
Okay, I got it. All right, okay. So here you are. You look great. Yeah. Now, the microphone here is being used as a bondage thing.
Sorry.
We have ropes for
Tiger
that.
Woods, I can
okay,
see that.
Okay, we use the microphone for microphone purposes.
Ooh, microphone.
All right, so Tiffany Starr, would you just like to do a sexy striptease to Rubber Bordello music? How about that?
Sexy striptease, I guess I can do that.
Okay, can we have some Rubber Bordello music?
Music, please.
I don't know if that's what we really had in mind.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Hilarious.
I think we have some here that you... Right?
We love the props here.
So, Jux,
yes.
Thank you so much for providing the floggers for last week's Lupercalia. Yes, and we had a lot of fun with those.
You got those. I actually brought some more.
And you brought
some
more?
I've got some for you. They're stashed over on the side.
Oh!
But,
I
can run around and grab them.
Well, sure. That would be nice. Okay, well, did we find the Rubber Bordello music? Or are we just not going to ignore me? Okay.
We're
okay.
getting it for
oh,
you.
Oh, we are getting it. Okay.
Yes.
We are
this
getting
is
it.
Hilarious. That's a monkey
bar. Good enough. Like oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, you just wind them up. Here we go. Okay. So here we go now. Rubber Bordello, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Soma Snake Oil, directed and written. Music by Fat Mike. Dance by Tiffany Starr.
Flaming cock right there.
Just hand me it.
It's hot.
Ooh, black panties for panty boy. With little pink laces. I think we do have a black and pink theme tonight a little bit. No, well then there's the green.
Definitely. What a monkey ball.
I don't want to spill.
Tiffany.
Victoria.
Just in case you did not know.
Now you know.
Woo!
Now you know. If you were wondering.
Right.
Call Victoria.
Yeah, let's hear it for Tiffany Starr. And Robert Bordello. Alrighty then. So, let's turn the music down for a moment, please. I was wondering if perhaps we could have a little bit of flogging or whatever the goddess would enjoy doing with her goddess.
Who's my victim?
Who's your victim?
Yeah.
Ah, well, what about the one you're sitting on?
How about that guy?
That guy, yeah. I mean, that's
been nice.
Yeah, I mean, we're all
he's
your
been
victims.
I would, no, but I'm so sore already.
Oh, I'm sure
that's
she can
what
think
she
of
said
something
last night.
To do. We're
come
all sitting.
You're used to it by now. You gotta be.
Mm.
Victim?
I'd like someone prettier anyway.
Mm. Well, we'll give you a victim if
if you don't choose one, we will.
I like that one, yeah.
This one, yeah.
I like that one over there.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's you're a trying good to get me to do things that I'm not comfortable with on,
do you know
on
Sin?
The internet.
Oh, early, you met tonight for the first time? Oh, wait, where's the mic?
Internet. Once I snorted some ecstasy in Singapore.
I hate when I have.
Did you meet Soma tonight for the first time?
How much worse can you
do? Yeah, I think it was
tonight,
the first
actually.
Time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like I knew who she was. We know each other, but...
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Never played.
Oh.
Like 6 days off, so...
Well, I'm so thrilled that tonight is the first night that you'll be playing with the great goddess Soma Snake Oil.
I'm a little scared. I don't know her...
She's a little scary. You should be
very afraid.
You know, she's a little bit scary. She's just so fabulous, though.
But she looks so innocent. Oh, she's ready
she's
for
fabulous.
Blood splatter, she said.
Mm.
Blood splatter.
No
this
blood splatter.
Right
no, not, no, no, no. Not until we're done with
off
surgery.
Off the camera. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what area, what do you need
is
here?
This where we're going to play?
She's taking
yes,
control
this
already.
This is the area, yes. Yes, this is the area of play.
I like that outfit.
Mercy if you need to stop.
Mercy if you need to
mercy
stop.
Mercy is a sexy word.
Right. Do you like
mercy
the word
in
mercy?
Russian. You got to say it in Russian.
I don't know about these. This is good.
She likes the
I mean,
softy.
Fuck it. We'll try it.
Softy stuff.
I won't mark you anymore.
I'm not really rude about that.
So make me... On your back and on your ass.
Okay.
Look at this ass. And look at these panties, panty boy. Purple.
I love those
lace.
Panties.
She can't have
I love
them.
Those. I could floss my teeth with those panties.
Okay, so we have soft floggers. And are they rubber? They're kind of a little...
You might want to stand back, Susan.
...leathery thing here.
She's double loaded.
Liam gave me these floggers.
Okay, let the games begin.
Okay, I think I'll go over here.
Where's Mike Beadle at?
Mm.
Be careful. Here we go. I think Monkey Mike needs to be there.
Yeah, here we go.
Fuck
this is that lovely Florentine.
She's been
batter
than
movement.
That. She's been really bad.
Yeah. And.
Yeah, I see the coloration coming in.
Yes.
Nice.
Doesn't that feel good? Oh.
Yes, it does.
This
oh, you mean her.
Here, you're sitting on the microphone. Mm-mm-mm.
I hate when that happens.
How's that feel?
It feels awesome.
Like
she
a trip to the
probably
spa.
Probably got a little bit harder.
Yeah, you see, that's
not
why
on
she
my
brought
pussy,
the big ones.
Harder on my back and butt.
Great soundtrack,
gentle on
by
my
the way. that's an amazing
well,
soundtrack.
Well, it ought to be a great soundtrack. It's by Fat Mike.
It's Fat great. Mike. Yeah. Shout out to very burlesque. Fat Mike did it right.
He did it right. And I don't think
P-H-A-T.
Is this the first ragtime thing you've ever scored?
I think it's the first ragtime thing anyone's ever scored. Besides the Sting.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Speaking of Sting.
Shit.
Yeah. Speaking of Sting.
Yeah, you know.
Play with
that's my girlfriend. That's my girlfriend right there.
Right. What do you think about that?
Oh, she's
be
the best
proud.
Girlfriend ever.
Oh, you're so
you
proud.
Look at that.
You're so proud. I see.
Aren't you proud of your girlfriend?
I'm proud of his girlfriend.
Absolutely.
And don't you a little bit wish it was you being whacked?
A little bit? Yeah, for sure. All bit.
I think a little bit.
Every bit.
Oh, okay. He needs another agua shot or whatever he wants.
I think this is the only day off right now.
It's my day on.
Beautiful movement. That's so nice.
I have 6 days off.
What do you think of her ass?
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Amazing.
Epic ass.
Beautiful ass.
Mm-hmm.
Very spankable.
Very spankable ass.
This is Black History Month. I take the whole month off.
Yes, thank you with your hand too. I love that.
Let's get a little bit of that sound here, the spanking.
That must be an inspiration for the beat right
very,
there.
Very, very
about
nice
the cupping. Calm.
Yes, cupping of the hand. Feels so good. You're a spanking expert. How's she
doing?
Oh, my
God. Yeah, she's
a good spanker.
She's
been doing this since she was a little girl, right? Who did you spank first?
My brother, of course.
Oh, of course.
Wow.
Was he older or younger?
Younger.
Uh-huh.
Tell
the Bible story.
The story of the Bible is I came from a very religious home and prayed
what
a lot.
What religion?
Christian. Well, and Jewish.
Christian and Jewish. Oh,
yeah,
my
God. We did Sabbath
goddess.
And...
Yeah,
anyway.
Mm.
While I was reading the Bible and praying, sometimes I'd get turned on.
Wow.
And I would rub... Yeah, Bible,
especially Genesis.
Whoa. That's a real time.
Okay, Bible, and then of course I felt guilty about it afterwards, right. And had to punish myself.
Yeah. Bible storytelling and spanking.
How did you punish yourself?
Did you ever do it with a crucifix?
No, not until much
later.
Shaped
like a dildo.
I know.
Yeah, but you didn't think of it, right? Mm.
There's clearly an art to this. I see.
Mm.
Very sensual.
Do you still? Are you still religious?
I'm a goddess and I like to be worshipped, but other than that, no.
Yeah, you're religious.
Sex worship.
You have to be in shape to spank.
Look at that.
Right, it's a
rosy
workout.
Bottom.
That's a real workout right there. Where's Kelly?
Oh my God, the nail.
Buried in the abyss.
She's doing good.
I think
the abyss of sexuality.
I think Kelly should hop in there too.
Yeah, what happened to Kelly? Oh, there she is.
She needs to be spanked.
Oh,
I think. Vlog her.
I think so.
For walking off, she needs to be spanked.
Absolutely.
Mr. C is coming to the stage.
Beautiful.
There she is.
OMG, the professional herself.
Oh, Mistress C is back. Well,
yes,
hello there. Hi, Mistress C. Welcome back to the speakeasy.
Oh,
you're home
I'm
away
so
from
happy
home.
To be back. Oh, love you. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
and you,
you
brought your toys, I
yes.
see.
Weapons.
Yes.
Well, Kelly.
More like weapons.
Yes, this is your Lupercalion whip here,
thank
the red
you,
one.
Thank you, the red
oh,
one.
Oh, yes, and we have the mink.
Yes.
Chinchilla glove.
She
here.
Looks beautiful.
Mm. Oh, look at this beautiful ass. It is so rosy red.
Yes, it
oh,
is.
Oh, yes, brothers
nice.
And sisters. Just have a look at the ass for a second.
How
here.
Gorgeous. Wow.
Just
nice.
One moment. We need to turn your ass to the side here. Yes,
wow.
Look at
that.
That
is a work of art.
Mm.
Good job,
so
goddess.
So beautiful and rosy and not dented or, I mean, like, you know, no blood vessels broken or anything like that. Perfectly round.
No bruising.
Rosy bottom. Very
there
nice.
Very
nice.
Nice.
Okay, so now we have the asses lining up, brothers and sisters.
Whoa, there we go. That's what I've been waiting for.
So here we go. Okay, so now who's spanking
wow.
this? We have this
that
ripe
is a pretty
ass.
Piece of work right there.
Valentine's
is the only one she allows to spank.
Oh, Mistress
I don't know.
C is the only one that she
at,
allows
like
to spank
minutes.
That ass.
There's a heart right
okay.
there.
Yeah, there's 5
breaking
minutes.
Breaking my heart.
Okay, well, you
your
know.
Heart is broken.
Hey.
Is it break time?
Break down
break
the
time.
Middle.
not really break time so much as just, you know, they're doing something, so I thought I'd just walk over.
Oh,
here.
Wow. There's
yeah,
a woman on her knees on the stage.
Flowing.
Ooh.
Okay, now there's some serious whacking. And hey, there's wide open beavers, so nobody needs to hear from me right now. Right? Yeah. Wide open beaver. Kelly Stacks,
get
brothers
her.
And sisters.
Get her, Stacks. I see you.
Yeah, look at the beaver.
Show me why they
wow.
call her Stacks.
Do we want
to,
like,
shout out to PP out
put
there.
Something in there? Like a pussy pipe or something?
Yeah, something to ramify.
Maybe a pussy pipe?
Ramification.
How about the pussy pipe? Yeah?
Are there monkey bars up there at all?
Monkey bars, yeah. You know, the monkey bars are here. Maybe you should be
please
wearing monkey
free.
Bars, Kelly. You know, promote
definitely.
Your
the president.
Yeah. Promote your daddies. Yeah. Right.
There
okay,
we go.
The
mouth the monkey bars.
Okay.
Mr. C knows all about
Mr.
it.
Mr. C is
professional.
Getting it on
she's
there.
Loving
oh,
that ass.
Look at
wow.
that. Oh, yes. There goes the ass. And now she's just whacking around. Mm-hmm.
Wave with that pussy. There you go.
Okay.
She's a bad girl.
And we're in the bubble zone, brothers and sisters. Lovers
yeah.
And sisters.
Couldn't wait.
I think it should be a double spanking going on right
Very
now.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mr. C. Well, I think we have... Let's see the floggers that Jux brought. I want to see these floggers.
Actually, you were such a fan of the Moose floggers when I was here. Last week, I thought I would give you the... Well, not the same ones, but a pair of Moose floggers.
Oh, okay.
Wow, those are nice.
Wow,
those
are
nice. Nice.
Nice. Very nice.
Great gift.
Wow, thank you so much.
There.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
And these are really fun. They
one
kind
per
of
ass cheek.
Go around
no, you
like
go
this.
Up and over. Up and over, not under.
Up and over?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay,
there
you can go up and over. You can go any way you want, I think.
Work either way. they will spin. They
except
will
you spin. Shouldn't they hit the spin. Mistress, right? Whoa.
She hits back.
All right, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. Well, we are whacking and spanking and...
whacking.
And now I'm deserted suddenly.
What the?
All right, so Fat Mike, you should come up here and sit with me.
Fat
I think.
Mike, get up.
I agree.
I'm sitting with you.
You should come.
Show him the kilt.
Where is the...
the leather
where's,
kilt.
Where's
leather
the microphone? Kilt.
Let it all hang out, Mike.
Where's air conditioning.
Where's the...
Face him.
Where's the portable microphone?
It is...
Shout out to Fat Mike.
I need to find the microphone.
Suave Triple X.
Is it?
Yes, sir.
Oh, here it is. Okay.
Find it on SuaveTripleX.com.
Hugh Tefner.
Here we go.
Monkey Mike in the building.
Hello.
How's it going?
Where's the snake?
Oh, the snake.
Between your legs, mate.
Yeah. They got you there.
Great.
Coming.
Hey, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Why, you need to have something to play with?
No. This is, this whole thing is just weird.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's weird.
For you, it's
weird.
And you have headphones. I don't have any headphones.
Oh,
I don't
well
know
we
what's
actually
going on.
Do have another set of headphones. Where's some headphones?
No. Yeah,
let's get, hey.
I don't need headphones. I can win this. I can hear you.
Can we get some headphones? Where's Sin's headphones?
Mike needs some headphones.
Yeah, here we go. it's a better experience.
Did you get Mike some headphones?
There we go. Here we go.
All right. Woo!
Now you got some headphones.
So what are we doing?
Well, we're just
what are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, you seem scared.
I'm not scared. I'm,
well,
I'm
what do you mean by weird?
In front of the camera.
When you said that this is weird.
I meant you're weird. No. there's cocks everywhere. There's like a sex show.
Candle well, cocks. They're flaming cocks.
There's some flaming cocks in there.
People
some
are smoking
kids.
Pot. I don't know. Yeah. This is weird.
Yeah, but hot Cheeto cocks, okay. Mm.
They're all medically failed. Licensed, and it's okay.
Oh, you're all licensed?
Are you nervous because your goddess is gone? Where did
yes.
she go?
Yeah.
I think that's the problem. Yeah. Where did she go?
Right.
She'll come get me. She doesn't like me flirting with older women when I'm not around.
Ah. Yeah.
Experienced.
I hate when that happens.
It's experience.
This is your time right now.
So your thesis... Tell me about your thesis.
I had a thesis.
Yeah, it was on porn and mainstream.
You know, I don't like to talk about college because punk rockers don't like to know I went to college.
But I asked you a question.
My thesis was on pornography, and there's nothing wrong with pornography
at all.
And most males' bad views on women are from mainstream media and not pornography.
Really?
And the big movie I expressed was Gone with the Wind. Because Rhett Butler raped Scarlett O'Hara.
And he didn't give a damn.
Pulled her up the stairs, raped her, and she woke up with a smile on her face. And that is going to give a man much an idea much more than pornography is.
Right.
Well, that gives the man the idea that if
it's okay.
you rape
okay,
a woman,
and the woman
will eventually
she
like
smile. She consented when she said no.
Yeah.
Whereas she was screaming. She was screaming and punching him in the morning.
Smiling.
Right. Yes, thank you.
Role play.
And Gone with the Wind was seen by more people than any other movie. But it only cost a nickel to see it, so. Does it really count?
Yeah. So did that influence you when you were growing up?
I've never raped anybody.
Never raped
anybody?
No. What do you think kept you on the straight and
I got
narrow?
Porn? My girlfriend.
Looking at porn at an early age?
Yeah, my mom had lots of porn.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you think that kept you, like, ethical?
No. I'm kind of a small man. I don't think rape would have gone well for me. Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of small men rape, actually.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I think that's even statistically been proven.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't mean small by cock size. You know, I just meant, like,
small-minded? Yeah, I meant that, too.
Look at my hands.
Most of the men that rape are small-minded.
Oh, well,
and look at the Yeah, a lot of the guys that rape are kind of little. Yeah.
One of my best friends was raped by a woman when he was very young.
And I hate when that happens.
I bet you don't.
Oh, okay.
But
I
he
lied.
Was traumatized.
Where'd your goddess go?
Yeah, where did my goddess go?
So, you what do you nice think she'd think over there, if you Mike. Had this beautiful naked woman splayed
right,
across
your
lap
left.
When she came in? Yeah. Would she punish you for that?
Yeah, okay. That's not going to happen.
Splay across his
lap. It would be worth
don't
it.
Don't splay across my lap.
It would be very worth it, Mike.
She'd punish us both.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh.
Bad one, too.
Mike, it would be worth it. Look at her. You could take a spanking for that.
Yeah,
I would.
No, it's not spanking.
That's okay.
That's when the razors start coming out.
Oh, whoa, Jesus! That's what the suit is for. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. Don't even look that way, Mike. Stop fucking with Mike. Leave him alone.
Oh, is that what I look like? My mohawk looks like shit.
Oh, see, you get to look at yourself.
It's my
right
first
there.
Mohawk, you know.
So, do you know about the bonobos?
No, what's the bonobos?
You don't know about the bonobos.
Clarko.
Here, this is okay. You can hold this. You're an environmentalist, right?
What
right?
The fuck?
So the bonobos are the make love, not war chimpanzee.
Chimpanzees will rip off your face.
Well, right. They probably will,
yes.
too.
No, they will.
No, they have.
Yeah.
They have.
But you could have a buddy chimpanzee for your whole life. They will rip off your face.
You're right. They did. That lady,
well,
the poor lady.
First of all, yes, chimpanzees and bonobos are very strong.
Fuck chimpanzees.
No.
Oh, Mikey.
Where's the razors?
Oh, shit.
You know what?
Where's the goddess?
Where is the goddess?
Oh, shit.
He needs to be punished. Bang. Seriously,
hold
he
on,
just threw the bonobos on the floor.
He might like that.
She's back in chimpanzees. I told her that they rip off your face.
He didn't wait for me to explain about
you're
bonobos.
In trouble. I can see it.
You explain to me.
Okay. But I think...
They're like monkeys.
Rude. I mean, is this just this punk rock thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which we try to be offensive to society.
Right.
He doesn't really
okay.
mean it.
Well, you manage.
It's part of his act.
Okay. Bonobos are the make love, not war chimpanzees. Now, they will rip off your face if,
Mike,
say,
Mike, watch
you,
up.
You try to hurt them. If you try to hurt them, they're, you know, they've got long arms just like common chimps, and they're very strong. Well, yeah, they do.
So
and
do I.
They've never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity, unlike common chimps who make a lot of war.
Oh.
Bonobos have a lot of sex, and they're very almost female superior, very matriarchal.
I like them.
The
like
females em. Are in charge. They get to eat first.
I like
and
matriarchal society.
And they're very, very aggressive about sex. They...
I love these
things.
Mike's a changed man. He's a changed man.
The males,
how do you
and
do that?
The females. See, it's all about love, Mike.
Mike loves
and
bonobos.
They like to and the female supremacy.
But they will
and
rip your face
other.
Off if you do anything, you know. But you know, you just can't hurt them. But they won't kill you.
She rips
they
my face off all the time.
Yeah.
It's so
see,
hot.
They'll do it like that. All right, but he was naughty.
I wasn't naughty.
He was.
He wasn't really naughty. I mean, he was just.
Wait.
To embarrass me.
You have to
beat you up. She has permission to beat you up.
Well, you have to help me, though.
I didn't
baby.
Sign up for this. I heard there was meatballs and free drinks.
Balls,
the meatballs are really doing
no
well.
You could.
That was
They're
not
awesome.
Wrong. That was not wrong.
Right, okay.
No.
So I got what I was
meatballs,
promised.
You got free drinks, and you flung the matriarchal...
and your balls
are
about to
ground,
be served. She's about to serve your balls.
But you have to share the mic with her.
Now you got
to
put out.
I'm so glad that she taught me that word before the show, because I would not have known what it
Hmm.
It's a good name. It's a good punk rock name. Matt Riarkle. Well, I have this crazy, weird silence right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So well, I'm, no, I'm it's good. It's good. That's what makes my here. Radio show different. And everyone knows it's you.
Is this radio?
Yeah, this
I
is radio.
This was HBO.
Well,
Morning
you know, this
office.
Is a lot of things. Hmm. This is your
whatever
life,
you want it
Mike.
To be.
Stop trying to put
this
in the box.
Liberate
you know
your inner
my
bonobo.
Is
this.
Liberate your inner bonobo.
My inner bonobo.
Yeah.
All right. I'll try to do
How
that.
How about
I never
the
tried
outer
to do that
bonobo?
Before. You checking out my tattoo?
He used to be the monk.
Which
the
tattoo?
I have a tattoo of...
My
two passions in life are golf.
That's the bonobo
and
S&M. Pervert.
Hey, check out my tattoo.
Bonobo Triple X.
Oh, yeah,
check
yeah,
it
yeah.
out.
Okay.
Golf.
Nice.
Golf. Oh.
Latex golf.
Yes. Golfing and S&M and with very nice full fashion stockings.
I'm just saying I broke 80 3 times.
That's nice. I like it.
Yeah.
He's trying to make up for his fuck up.
Am I
I'm
fucking
team,
up?
I'm team Mike. No, you're good, Mike. You're good. You didn't do nothing wrong. He's cool.
He threw the monkey.
He accidentally. It was an accident.
He threw
that
it
was
down.
Nothing to do with monkey bars.
He threw it.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
And it
it's time to give out toys.
I want my monkey bars.
He needs razor
blades. You got your monkey bars, Mike.
It's time
are
to give out
are we doing razor
toys.
Blades yeah. right now?
No.
I'm down with that.
Free toys from adultplayparlor.com. Take a toy.
Can I peek in one?
Oh, you have to put it in.
Whoa.
This is an anal tail.
Oh, shit.
I'm
glad I'm
glad
I did not
reach in here. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready to put
balls
it in?
Balls deep. Balls deep.
Sure.
Yeah? Okay. Come on up here.
Do I
okay.
really have to put it in?
Toy, toy.
I like this show.
Yeah, yeah. You have
I
to
like
put it
show.
In.
I like this show.
Show's good, right?
Whatever you get, you have to play with.
Captain.
Okay, I haven't prepared for my anal thing
toy,
today.
Toy.
Oh.
I thought it was a vibrator. Hey.
Toy.
Hey, Mike wants to pick a toy up his ass. Mike,
toy.
Monkey Mike. Mike, pick a
monkey
toy.
Monkey Mike
pick
needs
a
to
toy.
Pick a toy.
Good. He
wants you want
up,
a toy?
He wants
no,
it up his
good.
Ass.
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
You want a toy?
Swab needs a toy.
Swab
triple X
needs a toy.
Swab needs a toy.
Swab triple X needs a toy.
Damn it.
Here, Swab.
I don't have to insert the toy, right?
You have to play with the toy.
Play with the toy.
Do something.
Swab to the damn toy.
Can I have the president of Monkey Bars put this in my butt?
Yes. President of Monkey Bars.
Yes.
I would like for you to place the adultplayparlor.com tail. Which happens to be rubber.
Hey, Mike, you
okay.
can take this.
In honor of
have
Rubber Bordello. Yes.
Have her do it right there.
I have to call.
Purple panties.
Whoa. We have all this hot wax.
Your cock is coming.
Cock is coming. Okay. Here he is. Oh, can you take your shirt
Mike,
off while you do
Mike,
that?
You got to pick a toy and play with
take
it.
The shirt off.
You
shirt
got to play
shirt
with
off.
Shirt
this
off.
Is the inventor
off.
And CEO of Monkey Bars up here right now.
Here. Now we have the grand
pick
finale.
A toy,
can
Mike.
Can I get some lube?
Oh!
Do you want to?
Pick a toy.
I want everyone to understand that this is the inventor of Monkey Bars on the stage now.
Okay. I'm
Beetlejuice, aka Mike B, Monkey Mike, is on the stage.
I got one.
You want to take your shirt off?
Oh, I'm not sure.
How hilarious. Swab Triple X. Did you see this coming?
Never in a million years.
Okay, here we go.
I picked this toy right here. I think Mike can take this. Mike. I think you can handle it.
They're wireless,
this.
Yeah.
It's like your thumb in your butt. You know how you sleep every night? You can take
okay,
it.
Here we go.
Show them the toy.
You can do it.
Show them the toy.
I think Monkey Mike can take this.
Is that a Colt 45?
Look at my thumb.
Is that a Colt 45?
Mike can take that. He sleeps like that every night. Hey, Mike, does this look familiar?
Yeah, Colt makes fantastic toys for men like that.
Oh, come on a little closer. Here,
Monkey
look this
Mike
way. Look this way.
Is on the stage right now.
Does he know what he's doing?
Dr. Susan, how you doing, baby?
Oh, I was just grinning for the camera, and that's when all hell
broke loose. Dr. Susan.
Wow.
Okay, so now we are getting the Adult Play Parlor anal tail.
He's used
it's,
to
it's glazing
rubber.
Right now.
He's used to accepting.
It's got a rubber tail,
giving.
And with the lube. Okay,
Fed,
so
Fed
she's
Mike.
Going into Kelly's sack
Where's Fed
quite
Mike?
Beautifully. Kelly, you are amazing. And Sin Sage is getting it in there.
If it gets lost, that's what the rubber is for.
Yep, okay. So how's it going there?
I love it.
How does
that's
it feels good
in my ass.
It feels good. Thank you.
Oh,
MyKellyStack.com.
All right.
Wow. All right, let me shake a tail feather.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pussy pop, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this tail. Now, that's
she
what I
is
call.
A
shout out to the secretary.
This right. is a piece of tail.
Mike, you didn't do shit.
Is that oh,
the,
yeah.
That's
she
the Kentucky W.
You just applied some lubrication.
That's the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, did we get a good
make
shot in here of the tail?
Make the saucers fly, Kelly.
Can
make
we
the saucers fly.
Our video in here of the tail, please.
That's
yeah.
lucky right there.
Yeah, tail
Mike,
video
you're gonna make
here.
It spit
come
out.
Come on in. Come on
you
in
want
close.
Me to spit it out.
Come on
no,
in.
No. Don't.
No.
Something else might spit
no,
out.
No,
like
wait, don't
some
do
corn
it.
Or something. We don't want peanuts.
Quiet,
brothers and sisters.
The Kentucky Derby never looks.
Don't laugh too hard.
All right, let me have. So hang on a second. We're gonna. Where's those.
Tokyo.
Here we go. Oh, Mistress C. Oh, could I just with these very light
come
Jux
up here
leather
flog
floggers.
Her up.
Or you can do it.
You may.
Oh, I may. Okay. I'm okay.
Wow.
Wait, her tail is
such a lady.
upper butt.
That's
okay. Sorry.
That's kind of you.
It's a lot of respect level.
What
here.
Kind so of that? We were talking about animal sex a little earlier, but
Kentucky Derby.
Go ahead.
That is a stallion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at Dr.
That
Susan.
That definitely is a stallion.
That's right. You learn well.
Overhand.
Whoa.
Nice visuals. Yeah. I like the
even
choreography.
Even distributed, right.
Right. Yeah, don't be biased to one side.
Right. I'm trying to be equal opportunity ass cheek oriented.
Evenly apply the punishment to each cheek.
There we go. And that is
method.
Quite a cheek.
Good
display
job.
Here. Kelly Stacks.
Kelly Stacks,
you
Dr. Susan. Y'all give it up for
yes.
them.
Yes. Thank you so much,
yeah.
brothers and sisters.
Professionals.
Okay.
With the monkey bars on. We love
with the
y'all.
Monkey bars on. Very good.
We love y'all, ladies.
And a butt.
There's
butt
a reason you're called
and
Kelly
Stacks. And how did that feel?
It felt so
yeah.
good.
Do you like these nice
right?
strands here?
Oh, I love that.
How do you choose your leather jucks?
Well, you know,
I don't choose.
I've got tough leather. I've got soft leather. That's the moose. It's incredibly soft. The deer gets softer. Mm. The suede gets harder. But
nice.
That's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I think Kelly needs.
And how does
candle.
The tail feel inside of you right
Kelly.
Now?
Kelly,
I'm enjoying it. I'm not ready to take it out yet.
No.
Kelly,
no.
you're ready for
you
this
can,
candle.
You
right?
can, it's yours.
You want to pour hot wax on me?
No, with the candle in your ass while it's still lit.
Would you like some
no,
hot
don't
wax,
fart.
Kelly?
If you fart, we're gonna blow us off.
I'm good on that.
Do you like the hot wax?
You want to pour hot wax on me? I'm getting so violated on
wow.
this show.
You are. Look at your beautiful Jewish
it's
star
literally
on your
getting
wrist.
Hot in
Thank
here.
You. I'm
I think Mike wants hot wax on him. Look
who wants
him.
The hot
yeah.
wax?
Yeah.
I think Mike wants hot wax on him.
Wax his nipples, Dr. Susie.
Would you? you're up here, Mike.
I think I should get a candle. Can I put some on him?
Yeah.
Put some on Mike.
Get between those nipples right there, Mike.
There you go. Okay, so it's hot waxy time.
There we go. Dr. Susan.
Block TV.
Whoa. Oh, yes. Oh.
I think he tightened his butt cheeks right now.
Right. The sphincter got real tight.
I was going to do it to you. Yes. Lean back, my dear. She doesn't have it yet.
Yeah. Sprinkle those nipples, Dr. Silver. Coat them.
That's a true CEO. Ooh, I'm not only a client, I'm the CEO.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good job.
There you go. All right, we're all waxy now.
Are you a doctor or are you a love doctor?
I'm a brain surgeon.
Whoa.
Great answer.
I need some brain right now. Can I get some brain?
Einstein.
I liberate your inner bonobo.
There it is.
From the closets of your brain.
Your inner Whoa. Monkey bar.
The closet.
Yes,
the
monkey
me?
Bars. I love primates. Some people have a fear of chimpanzees. But I don't Whoa. Like, I mean, you know, not all primates are equal, of course.
Right.
Most people act like baboons, for instance.
Right. You got candle wax flying right here.
But this, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, this is the bonobo way. And this is the way of the rubber bordello, even though some people might not realize it. It's the way of taking out your violent aggressions and desires in play, consensual and fun.
Reverse it.
That wax is
reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Give her the
Look
give
at those
her the
violent
flogger.
Aggressions
give her the
being
the,
taken out.
Switch that up.
Flogger, Kelly, flogger.
People are going a little crazy.
Bend her over.
Well, there you go.
That's wow. a true monkey bar champion right
Mike,
there.
Mike, get on the bed.
Oh, and here we have an accordion. I mean, and talk about rubber. Look at this. This is in your honor. Oh, and we have a pussy
Mike,
pipe that we need to
bed.
Smoke out of
Mike,
a pussy
get off
somehow.
The bed.
Woo!
Whoop. Right out now, get off the bed.
Out of an asshole? What? I don't know. If
SOS.
Okay.
Oh.
You know, you just go with it. It's like
monkey,
a ride
monkey
in a roller coaster. It's not even something that you go, what's happening? You just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Okay.
At monkey
so
bars
now we have
one.
Jamie.
That's an
accordion. We need the microphone.
Is that
okay.
an accordion? Is that what you call it? Accordion? I took accordion lessons.
Now we have Jamie French.
That makes one of us.
On the accordion.
I was 5 years old.
So let's turn down the music, please. And we're going to have a little accordion music by Jamie French.
Okay, yeah.
In her rubber outfit.
Exceedingly weird. I'm going to do a little truncated version of a Cure tune, Friday I'm in Love, to Tasia smoking pot, apparently, out of Tiffany Starr's butt.
Oh, my goodness.
So enjoy that.
This is
Jeff has been waiting for this all night.
Doing the obvious thing.
I'll just wait for their cue.
You can find us on suavexxx.com.
AJ, Jeff has been waiting for this all night. Get some pictures of him.
Oh, and I'm going to screw this up hardcore.
What do you call this? Perversity without chagrin?
That's suavexxx.
As long as it's hardcore.
Ever, ever, X. Ever, X. That's like six X's.
Oh my God! You're gonna smoke it out her asshole. It's a big asshole night tonight for some reason. I'm not sure why. I mean, you know, I don't
this
really
is the anal
plan
show.
These things. This is Comedia Erotica. Whoa! But I think you really need to have this up with that tail in you, girl. Yeah.
Oh my God!
Definitely.
Is that a dildo?
Okay. And now
cool.
We have. Oh, this is from AdultPlayParlor.com as well. This is a pussy pipe, also known as a Peter Piper, folks. And I am the bordello mistress tonight. You are a visiting bordello mistress.
Cheer the song.
It's not a real bordello, though.
Cheer the
LAPD.
Cure.
Okay, so now we have a song. We have a song from Jamie French on accordion.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too, or Thursday. I don't care about you, it's Friday, I'm in love. And Monday you could fall apart, Tuesday, Wednesday break my heart, or Thursday doesn't even start, it's Friday, I'm in love. Saturday, wait, and Sunday's always much too late, but Friday never hesitates, and I don't care if Monday's...
Go ahead. Okay.
No, keep it going. Keep it going.
I don't care if... I am totally fucking this up.
Johnny Lynch up here taking a break from tweeting.
Hold on.
To take
two,
a smoke
three.
Out of Tiffany Starr's butthole.
There we go.
I don't care if Monday's black, Tuesday, Wednesday, heart attack, or Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday, I'm in love. Monday you could fall apart, and Tuesday, Wednesday break my heart, oh Thursday doesn't even start, it's Friday, I'm in love. And I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too, oh Thursday I don't care about you, it's Friday I'm in love. It's Friday, I'm in love. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Yay!
Yeah!
Jamie French.
We live in Glendale, but
thank
I live in San Francisco
you.
Too.
Yeah!
I'm a studio.
Thank you very much.
Okay, now wait. I want everybody to look at my fucking awesome girlfriend, Tiffany Starr, just get
manipulated. We've been smoking out
Let's
of her ass.
Let's just do that.
So, you know, with her sneakers on.
Where are you?
Yeah, no. You do what you like.
Growing up in
the I mean, they're a little dirty, the sneakers, actually. You could, yeah.
Is it?
I think we're going into overtime. Okay. Naked Tiffany Starr. Totally naked. Yeah. Woo!
My penis has been in that. It's amazing. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey,
you
can
two
I do one of those
or
shots
something.
Off of her tits?
Yeah. Except we have to kind of wind up the formal part of the show,
right.
And then we're
going
to have the informal part of the show. So we're at that stage right now, brothers and sisters. But we're at a good moment here. I mean, we're reaching critical mass. So we're gonna all say our little goodnights to our audience. Where's my captain? Are you going to get in your seat, captain, to say goodnight? Okay. All right, and then we're all going to assemble for a group picture. So don't go anywhere because we must have our group picture. So wow, this has been such an amazing show. I mean, and it's our last show for a few weeks while we steer through those rocky waters of bladder country that Goddess Soma would just love. You could come to the hospital. You could hang out with
yes,
me and
please.
Hold my hand and maybe
yes,
point
please.
Out the erotic aspects of this whole thing.
I'd love to.
USC.
And
yeah.
all the doctors are waiting. They're all watching now. All the nurses and the doctors.
Oh, yeah. Well, he gave my card to everybody. Because he's hoping that they're all
perverts.
They're
all jerking off. Yeah.
He's just hoping they're perverts, which, you know, chances are they are. Anyway.
They're human.
Well, anybody that wants to go into an operating room cut people up is a pervert. So.
Rawr.
All right. Yeah. So, ooh, thank you. That's my chinchilla glove. Oh, don't show that to Fat Mike. Although I didn't buy it. It was given to me by a client.
I love
so it's
it.
Okay that way.
I love it.
Right. It's a little animal.
It's like vintage fur.
Well.
It's okay if someone else gives it to you.
It is something. Yeah, it was given. Okay, so let's go through everybody. Let's start with the monkey bar people. Monkey Bar people, tell us about yourself. Where do we find you?
Find Monkey Bars?
Yeah.
You can go to www.monkeybars.com. You can also follow us on Twitter.
Okay, nobody Monkey knows
Bars
how to spell that shit.
One. MUNKEYBARZ1.
Okay.
On Twitter.
Very good. Okay, and Jux, where do we find you?
You can get over to Jux Leather, JUXLEATHER.com, and it'll give you contact
Shout
info
out
and everything
Jux,
there.
Man, we yeah. talked on Twitter today.
If you want to follow me on Twitter,
we did.
Suave XXX underscore
baby, okay. All right, let's go through who we are and where we find ourselves.
I'm Suave.
I'll go.
Oh, you want to go?
Rubber Bordello.com. And you can get the DVD, the filthy silent movie at rubberbordello.com. And then you can get the soundtrack on iTunes.
And we can also follow you at Goddess Soma, because we're all tweet heads. Twits.
Yeah,
we're a bunch
Goddess
of
Soma
twits. And Mike has such a long name.
It's weird and retarded. Just look at Fat Mike on Twitter.
Fat Mike. Oh, Fat Mike, will you
it's
follow
like
me?
It's like Fat Mike underscore.
I'm following you.
I only follow 20 people. So
okay, I'll be 21.
I'm going to drop Steve.
I only follow,
I'm drop Steve
let me
Martin
tell you something.
You.
I only follow 666 people because
That's
I'm the
me.
Devil. And I dropped someone to follow you.
Whoa.
I dropped people to
you
follow
you. Follow 666
wow.
people.
I
you
did.
Don't, you don't read their tweets.
She'll drop Charlie.
Well, I mean, I kind of do.
No. Over 100, you're not really
That's
following
great.
Anybody.
You're a Twitter snob.
Well,
Twitter
over 666, you're done.
That's
okay,
great.
So now, yeah. Oh, where do we? Where else do we? What, well, okay.
Rubberbordello.com.
Rubberbordello.com.
SomaSnakeOil.com.
Okay.
That's good.
SwabHXXX.com. Underscore.
Fat.
Stuff. Underscore.
Fat stuff.
No effects.
$10.
I'm not here to sell anything.
Exclamation point.
Monkey bars one.
I'm just here to embarrass myself.
I know. You're not even selling anything on
Kelly
Twitter.
Stacks.
That's why you're so difficult to follow.
Mike, you're a professional.
Okay, Kelly Stacks, you're selling something, aren't you, baby?
I'm always selling something.
Whoa.
Okay, turn that microphone on. Sell it, girl.
Me at mykellystacks.com, mykellystacks.com.
Ooh.
Or my Twitter. It's
Twitter.
Kelly Stacks. I signed
that
for you.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Susan
you
Block TV.
Too.
Best live show ever. She wrote this before she was on, though. But
right.
But now I think she agrees. What other live
right.
show would stick
That was
a
during
tail
the bubble section.
Very nice. Thank you.
That's you. That's for you, baby. That's for you.
Okay.
You
I know. I just want to put
give
it somewhere.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Come bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in.
Oh, thank you so much for the DVD.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
MikeKellyStacks.com.
And now move the microphone along, please, to these other lovely guests. Sin Sage. Come on, ladies.
Hi. What are we?
you're promoting yourself. This is your moment.
Thanksin.com.
Or just saying what you want. Stop the wars.
Stop the wars. Yeah. No, first of all, don't vote Democrat or Republican. It's all the same exact shit. Republican.
Yeah, but then the Republicans win.
It's the same thing. But you should also go to Spanxson.com with two N's and join. And you should also go on StreamMate because I just started camming and I'll fuck myself for you all day. And I'm also going to bring this girl on. I'm going to fuck her and eat her big, awesome ass.
Sin. Yeah. Now, I've actually also got...
Here we go.
Sin.
Hey.
Make sure you have your win tomorrow.
XXX.com. Don't forget there's two R's and star. So TiffanyStarXXX.com. You get some really hot content on there.
Oh, yeah.
And also look for my DVDs. There's a lot of them. They're all really hot. Yeah, and look for me at the Tranny Awards. I'm signing autographs, and yep, it'll be a really good time. So, Jamie, lick my nipple.
Okay. Okay, but she's supposed to talk now. Okay.
Okay, now
your
talk.
Turn.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, first, thanks for having us out. Thanks, Tasia. Yeah, you can see my website at jamiesfetish.com and hear all kinds of awful music and see all kinds of awesome things.
According.
According. I do the latex fetish, foot fetish, interracial, hardcore sex, blah, 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 everything. And you can see Tiffany Starr and myself. At the Tranny Awards tomorrow around, 7, 8?
It's 8:30.
Definitely.
Yeah, 8:30.
Okay, so brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners.
Suave Triple X is hosting the party that night.
Yeah, I want to thank you all. I want to thank everyone in the room who's created such wonderful energy tonight.
We love you.
Oh, thank you. I've run already.
We love you.
You know, but I'll run again, you know, after he's out of the woods. All right. So I want to thank you, whether you've been watching us in your home, your mansion on a hill, or your cardboard box. I want you to be good. I want you to try not to hurt anyone. Take it all out in the rubber bordello, okay? Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make like NoFX.
NoFX.
Make love.
Fat Mike.
Not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you.
Yeah.
Love you. Love you.
Mistress C, I love you.
Okay, all guests up on the stage, please.
I'm going to close it. Woo. You've been listening to Radio Suzy 1 on the World Wide Web, and you're listening to Rubber Bordello.
Okay.
And if you need to talk to us at any time, anywhere, from anywhere in the world, we're always here for you, and you can talk to us about anything you absolutely want to talk about. It's Rubber Bordello Music. It's the Dr. Susan Block Show. It's Revolution and Evolution. Occupy! 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 Thank you. From my house to your house, thank you for having us.